Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Please welcome into our studio Chet Faker from Melbourne, Australia. Chet is a soulful, singing, electronica music artist who released his debut, Built on Glass, this month. Before that, he released an EP and a number of singles, including his version of No Diggity, a cover of the Blackstreet song. Chet Faker is his stage name, paying tribute to the jazz artist Chet Baker. Faker's real name is Nicholas Murphy. We'll talk after this performance of the song Melt. Chet Faker, live in the World Cafe studios, and that is Melt, one of the songs that has been included on Built on Glass, the new album. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about making the new album, because it is the first album. I mean, it was just an EP, and you made that completely on your own?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how did you work this time?
It's a solo thing again. So yeah, it was, I recorded it. I had this like little DIY setup in Melbourne over 2 years. And it was important that I did it myself this time around because it was my first album and you only get one of those. And it's obviously when people listen, they'll realize it's a personal record. So it made sense that I did everything. And I wanted to see if I could do everything myself as well.
You know, it's funny. When I tell people about your music, I'm not sure exactly how to explain it. I concentrate on the fact that you play keyboards and you're a songwriter, but then you got this whole electronic side of things. So I'm wondering for you, which actually came first? Or is that a good question?
It's a good question. I don't have a good answer, though. I kind of did both at the same time.
These found sounds, are they all yours? Do you collect them yourself?
Yeah. On the EP, there was one or two on the EP that, you know, I found on the internet. But yeah, I like to record things that spark, you know, interest.
How do you do a recording, first of all?
Just on my phone. I keep it simple, you know. I've thought about having a device, but the problem is that these things kind of jump out at me, you know. I'm on the train or something like that, and you don't want to just like pull out this thing and everyone's looking at you. But with a phone, you can kind of just do it incognito. So,
is it hard to figure out how to fit them into a composition?
Well, I don't actually. That's not what I have in mind when I record them. I'm not like, this is going to be a song. I just really like the process of doing that. But they just kind of fit. Sometimes I'll be working on a song and I'll be like, oh, this song's about, you know, whatever, being alone in a room or something, and I'll remember a recording that I took, you know, in Berlin or something.
You know, it's a personal record, but it's also really intimate. And how do you, for instance, record your vocals? They all sound like they're done at 2:30 in the morning.
A lot of them are, actually. I have 24-hour access to the studio, so yeah, there are a few songs on there that were recorded. Weirdly enough, although it took me 2 years to record, a lot of the songs that are on the record were recorded in a short space of time, but you need that long amount of time for those things to come about. But I use this this little microphone. It's like $25 microphone that I bought at a market, like a flea market in Melbourne, in Camberwell, near my mum's place. It's a piece of junk, but it just works for some reason. You know, I don't even stand up to record vocals. I sit in my chair and just like have it there. I don't smoke as much anymore, but when I did that first EP, I would be sitting there in my chair smoking a cigarette recording vocals at the same time, you know what I mean?
That is funny. Well, shoot, we don't have one of those mics. You're going to have to use a real one here.
No, right? I'm getting used to real ones now. It's all good.
Chet Faker is our guest, and another tune. What do you want to play next?
The next I'm going to play is called 1998, and it's a house tune. It's the first house tune I've ever released. And it may not make sense at first listen, but it makes sense within the context of the record.
Try to use some physical connection. There's nothing left for you to say. By the way, we used to be friends. We used to be in a circle. I don't understand what have I become to you. Take my good word, turn it backwards, turn your back on me. Is it absurd?
That is nice. That is a version of 1998 from Chet Faker playing live here in the studio. And I was closing my eyes while I was listening to kind of see what the radio audience would take from that, because your performance style helps raise the tension in the songs and things. Did it come naturally? Because a lot of people obviously do what you do, just kind of sit there.
I'm getting into it.
Right. That's what I thought.
I wrote the song, so it's easy to get into.
Right. And, you know, house music is so warm, and so much of what you do is really warm. Were you always a fan of that particular?
I used to hate dance music. Mm-hmm. I always liked electronic music until I was, 18. And then I finished school and started going to clubs, and that totally, rewired everything. But, yeah, I'm a huge house fan, and I just can't write house music. I find it really – it's so patient. You know, I usually change something every 4 bars, but house music, it's like you wait 16 and then you bring in a hi-hat.
Right.
So it always baffled me, which is why I think partially why I'm so obsessed with it. But I'm personally really proud of that song because it's the first house song. I've been trying to do it since I was 15. It took me 10 years.
That's 1998. It is on Build on Glass. Build on Glass, the title, I mean, you know, transparency, what is it about?
Yeah, it's there's not one straight answer, but that was you know, as I said earlier, honesty was a huge theme on this record. And obviously it was done myself. It's like a DIY approach. And glass was just this perfect metaphor for that. It is fragile. It is transparent. It frames things. It helps direct mundane things into what might be called art. But it can also, in its own way, be extremely powerful and strong depending on where the pressure is put. And then, yeah, built on glass, it works in many ways, but the big one was sort of a nod to the future, as if to say, this is the foundation stone of everything I'll ever do, and it is glass. It's fragile. This is honest. It's like, this is a little snapshot of me, you know, whatever I might become. This is where it started, you know.
Did you fret about what the first album, how it was going to present you?
I think so, yeah. I think subconsciously that was a big thing, and it wasn't until I finished this record that I realized how important it was that it had to be honest.
Right.
Yeah, that just means a lot to me for some reason. I get really upset when I hear stories about... I mean, music is a business at the same time, but when people... You know, music should mean something to you. That's essentially why people listen to it. So, yeah.
Ted Faker is our guest. And Nick, why did you choose another name to work under? And why the one that references Chet Baker?
Well, there is another Nick Murphy from my
hometown. Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and he has two albums out. He might even have three now. I'm not sure. And it's safe to say when I started putting this music out that I did not think I would be here 3 years later talking about it. You know, I might have just stuck with Nick Murphy, but I didn't want to step on anyone's toes. So, yeah, a moniker kind of was inevitable. And at the time, you know, I was 22 and I was developing lots of ideas musically. And one of the big ideas for me in terms of vocal style was not being too showy. You know, just because you can sing high doesn't mean you should sing high in every song. It's like, that's great, you know, use it when it's appropriate. And Chet Baker totally summed that up for me at that time. I mean, he couldn't do anything, but he did so much with what he didn't have because he never tried too hard. He was like, this is the song, I'm singing it. So, yeah, I mean, that was the reference. And then the irony is the Faker was almost like a little dig at myself. You know, I was casting the first stone. I was like, yeah, I get it. This isn't my name.
Right.
I'm a Faker. Ha ha. But then people still asking me if I'm a Faker.
And if people aren't familiar, Chet Baker is the 50s and 60s. Well, he's lived a long time, but his heyday was in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. Trumpet player and vocalist who sort of sang like he played trumpet, very wispy and yeah. Beautiful.
He was sort of making love to the microphone. He's right up there.
Well, Chet Faker is playing for us today. Well, what do you want to finish up with?
I know it's been a bit electronic, so I'm gonna play Talk Is Cheap, which is the single that's just come out. I'm gonna just play it on the keys here and sing it, a little acoustic version. Just to chill everyone out after that dance party we just had.
Talk is cheap, my darling, when you're feeling right at home. I wanna make you move with confidence. I wanna be be with you alone. Said, help me help you start. You're too comfortable to know. You're throwing out those words. No, you gotta feel it on your own. Sustain it, it's what I'm thinking, not what I'm drinking. I hold up my ways, these thoughts are pervasive. It's not a statement, but peace can be evasive. You're a mouthful, that amounts for another week on my own. Now I'm a novel, made resourceful. I start a chain with my thoughts. Talk is cheap, my darling, when you're feeling right at home. I wanna make you move with confidence. I wanna be with you alone. So help me help you start. You're too comfortable to know. You're throwing out those words. No, you gotta feel it.
There you go, the chill out to our session today. A keyboard version of Talk is Cheap, one of the songs from Built on Glass, the first album from our guest today, Chet Faker. Pleasure to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.